It is a special benediction for all of us to celebrate this most auspicious event of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance from the world in Sri Radharas Bihari Mandir of Bombay. During Srila Prabhupada's last months, weeks, and days in this world, he was very much meditating on Sri Radharas Bihari and the temple that was being built for them. Srila Prabhupada left India from Bombay to Calcutta to New York City. His aim was to plant the seedling of pure bhakti, which is the very essence of the religion and culture of India, to plant that seed in the Western world. And it was his dream to bring back the full-grown tree that had grown there to the soils of India. Srila Prabhupada struggled with nothing in the ghettos of New York, but by his determination, he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. At the end of 1970, he returned to India with many of his disciples. The first major program he had was in Bombay in 1971 March at Cross Maidan. Prabhupada gave the vision and the devotees worked so hard. It was a spectacular event that attracted tens and thousands of people. In November of 1971, Srila Prabhupada was very eager to start a beautiful temple in Bombay. At that time, he was staying at Akash Ganga in the downtown area. His devotees were bringing him to Malabar Hill almost every day to see various potential properties because so many life members were residing in that area. Srila Prabhupada received an invitation from a Mr. Nair offering to sell him at a very low price a property in Juhu Beach. None of the devotees were inclined. It was so far away from the preaching field. But Srila Prabhupada came here. And when he saw this property, which was then something like a jungle, immediately he said, "This is what we want." And he told the devotees that in 1965 he was living in the Scindia steamship colony. And every day he would go to the home of Sumati Murarji to give classes. And while walking, he would pass this piece of land. And at that time, in 1965, Prabhupada was thinking, this would be an ideal place to start an ashram and a temple for training devotees. Prabhupada heard it. Prabhupada's prayers were heard by Krishna. And now the same plot of land of everywhere in Bombay, Prabhupada was thinking of this jungle. And now it was being offered to him. But the terms were very vague. And some of the lawyers were thinking that the proprietor of this land was intending to cheat him. Now, Prabhupada was very astute. He never put himself in a position where he could potentially be cheated. But in this case, he allowed himself to do so because he felt within his heart, this is where Krishna wanted his temple. Against much advice, he entered into the contract. December of 1971. This personality was not just a small man. Formerly, he was the sheriff of all of Bombay. At that time, he was the publisher and editor of one of the largest circulated English newspapers in Bombay. And he was very wealthy, influential, and powerful. Anyways, Prabhupada worked so hard through his devotees from various parts of the world to somehow or other raise some funds for the down payment. But when he saw that this person was potentially going to cheat him, he moved the devotees on the land and the deities of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. Tamal Krishna Goswami, he objected that we're living in Akash Ganga. It's a very nice facility. You want us to move out of this place to live in that jungle? We are Western people. We need doorknobs and plumbing and running water. Not living on shacks with rats and mosquitoes. But Prabhupada ordered them to go. He said, what you need is not all of those things. What you need is purification. So they came. Many difficulties. But the worst difficulty is the proprietor of this land. It was his plan to cheat all the money that was given and take it away. And he had so many contacts to help him. Prabhupada was alone with a few inexperienced foreigners. But he prayed to Sri Radha Ras Bihari. He prayed from his heart that I will build you a temple here at all costs. It was a great fight, one of the most historical battles of Srila Prabhupada's career. And in this battle, he showed his fearless compassion for the conditioned souls. Because it was not for him. This temple was built for us. Prabhupada was satisfied at Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan at Seva Kunj. Whatever he was doing on the order of his Guru Maharaj was for us, the people of this world. Yes, it was a great fight. Wherever Prabhupada was in the world, his attention was very much here. Year after year after year. Construction began. And at a certain point, the municipality came and tore it down. But it was reconstructed and continued on under Prabhupada's order. At a certain point, the devotees were convinced by their own lawyers to sign back whatever contract there was to the owner. It was impossible. But Prabhupada came and reversed the whole situation personally. It was going on even in the year 1977. Then the construction of Radharas Bihari Temple was very much in full swing. Prabhupada was so much looking forward to putting Sri Radharas Bihari on the new altar of their most beautiful temple. For so many years they were living in a little shack on the grounds. Early in the battle, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Yamuna Devi and said that we are planning to build a glorious temple with guest house and ashram at Juhu Beach for big preaching in Bombay and India. And he said, and we are also hoping to have a bungalow in the city of Bombay. Hare Krishna. Whatever Prabhupada hopes, Krishna fulfills. He wanted a center in the city, and he wanted a glorious project on Juhu Beach. The fight was going on, and ultimately Prabhupada was victorious in the construction. They were working 24-hour shifts on Prabhupada's order, under the command of Giriraj Swami Maharaj. In 1977, Srila Prabhupada's health declined. It appeared that he would leave this world very soon. He went to Vrindavan. His body was emaciated. The doctors saw very little hope for his survival, but they were struggling to try to somehow or other improve his health. In that situation, Srila Prabhupada decided to go to London and then to America. And he told why. Because his disciples were inviting him, and he wanted to encourage them. Against all doctors' orders, Srila Prabhupada left the gates of Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Temple. He was there for 6 months. He was carried into the back of a car to lay down to New Delhi. They got 3 seats for him in an airplane where he could lay down to London. There was a glorious reunion with his European disciples. Srila Prabhupada made this rigorous journey just to reciprocate with the love of his devotees. While he was there, he was talking about going to New York to be with his American disciples who had done so much for him. But his health became worse in London. And he spoke to his inner group of servants. He said, "Let me live. If I live, a few more days, then let me see the opening of the temple in Bombay. I worked so hard for this. If I could see that temple opening and then die, it will be a peaceful death. We can remain in London, and when it is time for the opening, we will go. And if I survive, we could come back." In London, England, that was Srila Prabhupada's priority. The opening of the temple of Hare Krishna land for the pleasure of Sri Radharas Bihari. His health was getting worse. Where did he choose to leave from London to go? He came to Bombay. From London, he flew to Bombay to encourage the devotees to finish this temple. At that time, the elevator was working for the first time. They brought Srila Prabhupada to his fifth floor quarters. Srila Prabhupada said to Tamal Krishna Maharaj that when I was in London, you may have seen I was very restless, but here I am very much at ease because I like Bombay very much. Of all cities in India, I like Bombay the most. Why? It wasn't that he enjoyed Bollywood cinemas. He liked Bombay most because he felt this was the best place for him to do service for his Guru Maharaj. It was such an important city. Prabhupada believed that if the people of India would take to Krishna consciousness, then it would affect the entire world. Srila Prabhupada explained he wanted a beautiful hotel like the Holiday Inn, where foreigners and travelers from abroad would come and feel comfortable. He wanted a glorious vegetarian restaurant with first-class Brahmin cooks and many preparations so that people could take Krishna prasad. He wanted empowered preachers speaking from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, glorious kirtans, and a beautiful temple for Sri Radharas Bihari to attract millions and millions of people to come and be transformed. But here in Bombay, there was constant sawing of stone and chiseling. Giriraj Maharaj asked, "Is this too much disturbance for you? Should we stop them at night?" Prabhupada said, "No. The sound of the building of this temple is like music to my heart." Prabhupada's health went down even further. And the devotees, Prabhupada was consulting them. Should I stay here and wait for the temple opening, or should I go to Vrindavan? And there was mixed opinions. Some devotees were saying, "You should go to Vrindavan. It is a quiet place. It will be better for your health." They were weeping and crying. Others were saying, Prabhupada, you have given so much for this Bombay project. You should stay here and encourage the devotees to complete it and the fulfillment of your dream to see the installation of Radha Ras Bihari. And others were saying, even if you're here in your condition, you won't even be able to participate in the festival. Better you go to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, hearing his devotees' advices, came to the conclusion that he may not have much time to go, and he decided to leave for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was regularly coming and sending reports about the progress of temple. It was one of Srila Prabhupada's greatest aspirations. In fact, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, one of his arguments was, if you go to Vrindavan, you're going there to die. But if you stay in Bombay, then just to see the installation of Radharas Bihari in their new temple, you will have a great reason to live. But Krishna called Srila Prabhupada. At a certain point, he was no longer eating. He was no longer even drinking liquids. And he told the devotees, if I do not drink something, I cannot survive. So the devotees were trying to coax him. And he was asking, should I live or should I die? The devotees were brokenhearted. Having to have this type of dialogue with the master of their life, the proprietor of their heart, their spiritual master, was very difficult. At a certain point, Prabhupada said that Krishna has left for me to decide whether I live or die. The devotees gave up all hope up until then. They had a meeting, the leaders of ISKCON. If Prabhupada said it's left to him, that he has the independence, then let us beg Prabhupada to stay. They came in the room. Devotees were weeping and crying, begging Srila Prabhupada, please stay. If Krishna's left it to you, please stay. Tell him you want to stay. You must finish translating Srimad Bhagavatam at least 10 more years. You must stay with us. And Prabhupada yawned very casually. Said, all right, I will stay. The devotees were celebrating. They were so happy. And then he took a little water and took a little ice cream from New Vrindavan that was brought. And at that point, Brahmananda Prabhu, he called out, yes, you will stay and you will see the opening of the temple of Radharas Bihari in Bombay. That was how much all of the devotees were conscious that this was such a priority in Srila Prabhupada's life. But ultimately, Srila Prabhupada, he prayed on Jaladuta to Krishna, let me be your puppet. Make me dance as you want me to dance. Srila Prabhupada put his life at the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. On this day that we are celebrating in 1977, Lord Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani,
took Srila Prabhupada to their eternal abode. Srila Prabhupada's dedication, example, his words, his books, and the devotees that he inspired, as well as the wonderful projects in which all of these virtues are embodied, are always with us. In 1977, Srila Prabhupada told his young disciples that soon I will die, but I am leaving everything for you to carry on the work of my Guru Maharaj. What is it that Prabhupada left for us? Not only his temples and his books and his devotees, but his heart. Srila Prabhupada gave his heart to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And those who are willing to follow in his footsteps and take risks, endure hardships, to remain pure in following his teachings, such fortunate souls. Are given Prabhupada's heart. That is the most sublime of all benedictions in our lives. In separation from Srila Prabhupada, there is so much we long for that is gone in his personal association. But Prabhupada and the holy scriptures have taught us that service and separation, although painful, is one of the greatest ecstasies of loving service. And this was the final gift that Srila Prabhupada has given, and that gift is eternally there to all of us. The supreme benediction. Service and separation. Prabhupada explained this movement is to distribute prasad, to hear about Krishna, to distribute books, to associate with devotees and give that association, and most of all, to become very attached to the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. When Prabhupada was asked, what service pleases you most? On one occasion, Prabhupada replied, to love Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.